We're from Valid, and you are tuned to 3CR, a very special broadcast for International Day of People with Disability.
Valid is an organisation that helps like people with disability. We employ people with disability, and we give them jobs, and with those jobs comes the ability to help other people with disability. My name is Mr. Omar Muhammad, and I'm a project worker in the Activate program. And here with me are my colleagues, starting with...
My name's Raven Moore. I work for Valid's self-advocacy team as an Activate project officer.
G'day everyone, my name's Sam, and I'm part of the Our Voice Committee for Inclusion Australia. And I'm one of a member with an intellectual disability from the state of Victoria.
Hello, my name is Harla Baxmati, and I'm part of the Activate program and the self-advocacy team.
Valid is also, to my eyes, open employment. We offer quite flexible terms in how we kind of work. You know, a lot of us are speaking with privacy and confidentiality. We're all holistic and warm when we want to know what's actually going on with that other person.
One of the projects that I was involved with is Validate. Validate went for 6 years, and we visited 170 group homes, and then when we visited those group homes, we had to come back to the office and we had to write a report of what the participants have said and what we heard and what we saw. And then if we noticed like any recommendations, any things that could be fixed or changed, and we put those into recommendation. And then after that, our report went to DFFH and the provider.
So the aim of Validate was to, one of the aims was to get people with lived experience of intellectual disability involved in what's called like the quality assessment or quality checking process for specifically disability group home providers. We wanted to go into these group homes and talk with the residents about rights, about self-advocacy and empowerment practices in their home, and also just how they felt about living in their home, you know. Did they enjoy it? Did they get to do things that they like to do? Did they feel safe or get along with staff? And get that resident feedback. Use that to create, like Hala said, the report that would be with recommendations that would be sent to the services and to DFFH, which is the Department of Families, Fairness and Housing.
We give out recommendations to the services of the group homes, or at least we gave them out at the time when we were only visiting group homes, so that they could improve the services, such as if a resident said that they felt like staff didn't respect them, we would recommend that staff show the residents more respect. Or if there was something in the house that was needing work, we would recommend that thing that needed work get repaired or be worked on as soon as possible.
Okay. The houses that were visited in 2022, we went back to those houses to see if the providers have actually taken on our recommendations. And then with that information, we come back and then we write another report. But this time, for the recommendations, we have to put if they have taken on the recommendation or not, or what else could be fixed.
Not only is it important to have people with a disability in the workplace for diversity reasons, but it's also important as to how we could do our work for our community better and stronger.
For example, staff listened to residents better and said residents felt safer in their home and around the staff. And they also felt more supported with them, and the homes felt and looked more homely for the participants than they did during the previous visit.
So after talking with the NDIS Quality and Safeguard Commission, we came up with sort of the next phase of the Validate program, which we call the Activate program. The Activate program is not just going to be about going to disability group homes, but what we call any congregate setting where people with intellectual disability gather. So that could be a places like day services, like assisted employment places, respite, any place where there's a lot of people with intellectual disability together and they're being provided a service by a service provider. So the framework of Activate is very similar to Validate, but in the questions that we asked the residents in Validate were based on the Victorian Disability Service Standards. In Activate, we've sort of reworked questions based on the National Disability Service Standards. So we want to take a slightly more broader approach to go to different places.
So during the co-design process, we all basically discussed like everything from the start to the initiation and all the way to the end point, so that when we initiated the plan, we would know exactly how it would go and how it would end. And we all discussed it like with words and like the keywords that would be used, the key colours, and even a few key symbols. And like, we did it in a way that made it clear, concrete, and achievable. So the Activate app is basically like the Validate app, but improved on so many levels. The Validate app was good, but admittedly it had way too many faults that made interviews difficult to do. And we had to ask 20 questions, which admittedly was way too long. But now we only ask 12 questions along with follow-up questions. And the talk-to-text not only actually works, but whereas with the Validate app where we had examples, we would only have to point to them. The examples in the Activate app can actually be clicked on and added to the reports. And in turn, this makes for a much more easy and concise report writing.
So I mentioned the Validate app and the Activate app. This is an app that we developed together with an IT company to basically assist us during interviews. So the app would have each of the questions that we were asking so we could show that to participants. We'd have pictures for examples. There was the talk to text feature that I mentioned that could help us record responses. And at the end, all of that data would be... Well, all the response and stuff would be turned into data that we could use for our reports, like graphs about how many residents responded yes to this question or no to this question.
And there's also an eye icon where we can like type in what we have observed and saw and heard.
So the Validate app was like, the original version of the Validate app was developed by the original Validate team back in 2019, was it? And the Activate app is what we've worked on together this year with the Activate team.
Since the My Home, My Plan, there's been a lot of media input as to people's experience and as to some care centres in Victoria don't even meet the standards, and that's been highlighted. But we could just say that since the rollout of the program and since the program's been finished, more and more people are speaking up about their issues inside the home.
855 AM digital, 3CR and streaming on 3cr.org.au.
The first track today is called Mexico LA. It's by the Hacketts.
It's tying my intestines into knots. delighted that the idea of a marriage is cool. Mexico.
We're from Valid, and you are tuned to 3CR, a very special broadcast for International Day of People with Disability. So one good thing about the Activate program is, well, one, we're an independent third party. We know that services want to, you know, deliver the best service to their participants that they can. And one of the ways that they can continue to improve on that is by getting feedback from the participants of the service. But instead of having to, you know, invest time in making their own auditing framework or, you know, other complicated stuff like that, we're here on the Activate team. We can come out to your service for free. We've got this framework, and we'll be talking directly to participants and using their feedback to give recommendations on what services can improve on. It's all anonymous, no names are mentioned. Participants can give feedback freely without feeling like they're going to get in trouble for speaking up. And we don't come at it from like an angle of, you know, this is just something for participants or just something for services. This is something for both. This is an opportunity for participants to give meaningful feedback to their service, to say what they think, you know, both the good and maybe what needs improvement. And this is an opportunity for services to identify areas that they need for improvement and really use this really valuable participant feedback to continue to improve and deliver the best service that they can. Oh, and it's free. You don't have to pay us to come out. We come to you, we bring the app, all you have to do is just find a time to book us in and we'll come and talk to the participants.
And our phone number is 0394164003. And the email address is rick@valid.org.au.
If you'd like to know more about our Activate app and some of the other past programs, please come and join us at our Having a Say 2026 conference in Geelong.
Come on down to Geelong in January 2026 for the Having a Say conference. It's the most fun you'll ever have all year.
You don't want to miss the conference. Last year was my first conference and I met heaps of people and made new friendships.
It's equality, arms and the ability to mix it up with ministers in our sector and our voices to be heard.
But we also have come and try activities, a talent show, and a dinner disco, and it's a lot of fun.
We're going to be celebrating our 25th year, and it's going to be massive, and we want you to join us.
So get online on the Valid website, www.valid.org.au, and register your interest. Thank you.
This next track is called This Isn't Disneyland by the Sisters of Invention.
You learn something new every day, till the day that you die. I left school years ago, thought you should know. And although there's obstacles, struggles and falls, there's a brick wall.
Valid is a proud supporter of 3CR Radio Melbourne.
After we have gone and visited the group homes, day services, respite and disability employment services, then hopefully when we get some more funding, we're hoping to take Activate nationally.
And then worldwide.
Maybe. yeah.
Well, speaking of worldwide, Raven went to Singapore to showcase and highlight some of the great work that people do in Victoria do. So maybe we could say that, you know, the Activate and Validate programs have been that much of a success that other countries want to know from us.
Like Sam said, I recently went to the IACID Asia Pacific Conference in Singapore. IACID's the International Association for the Scientific Study of Intellectual and Developmental Disabilities. I hope I got the acronym right. And I got to talk about the model that we were doing with Validate and Activate, about how we can get people with lived experience of intellectual disability or any disability involved directly and employed in projects like these to give feedback to services or to assess quality like that. And I was surprised about how many people from other countries were impressed or interested in that framework, or that they said that they hadn't heard of that idea before, because to a lot of us on the team, I think I can speak to us, it seems kind of like people with intellectual disabilities have a lot of different knowledge about their services. A lot of us are looking for employment, meaningful employment, where we're paid a fair wage as well. And using this sort of framework, it can be a really valuable way for us to get employment, to do work that's really important to us, that we're passionate about, that impacts our lives, that impacts other people's lives, and the knowledge and the skills. It's an asset to any place that engages with people with disability, you know, not just a service, you know, for governments, for like local businesses as well, for larger businesses. You know, people with disabilities are part of our community. They're part of like everyone's community. Even if you might not know someone personally, there's definitely a pretty good chance that there's someone out in the community who does have a disability, and their voice and their feedback about about their lives, about the services they use, the places they go, is really important. And it can help make create a better and safer and more accessible world, not just for people with disabilities, but for everyone as well.
I work for Valid, but I'm part of Inclusion Australia's Our Voice Committee, and the Our Voice Committee they've got representatives with an intellectual disability from each state and territory in Australia. They do have an intellectual disability. It's one of their entry requirements. Some of the topics that we talk about is the NDIS. We've spoken about the foundation supports arguments that arose back in last year's 2024 Having a Say conference. And this year, we're also discussing, but not in full detail, the rollout of the Thriving Kids. And
I personally think it's very important to employ people with disability in projects like these, because it lets them have a say and actively shape projects and services and things that are going to directly impact them, that are about their lives, that are about issues that are important to them, you know, stuff like housing, about service quality, rights, advocacy, you know, like how to give feedback and make complaints. These are all issues that are very important, not just to people with disabilities, but to everyone. And if something impacts you, you want to be able to have a say and be involved in it, right? So logically, it makes sense that if a project is going to work with or impact people with disabilities or people with intellectual disabilities, then they should be a part of the project from day one, so that they can bring their experience to the table. They can bring their views on things. You know, they've had experience out in the world, in the sector. They know what works for them. They know what might not work, so they can bring that feedback and that experience. And, you know, if included from day one to every step of the way, they're at the core of every part of the project. That's my opinion. What do the rest of you guys think?
I think that people with disability need to be employed more, because they're the ones that have lived experiences, and also once they use their lived experience for their job, then it encourages other people with a disability to do the same, like role modeling.
I feel that if people with disabilities were employed more and were given job tasks and had the job tasks explained to them in a way that was understood more, not only would there be a better rise in employment, there would also be a chance for them to be able to learn like how to do more tasks and eventually reach a level where they can also become NDIS workers themselves. Like, let's just say they could become support people or coordinators and, you know, support people in a way that they were once supported.
Just following on from my other colleagues' comments just then, I believe it's absolutely necessary that more and more employers and organisations employ people with an intellectual disability or a disability. We have a wealth of knowledge going through us. We're always trying to use computers and books and artificial intelligence to try and generate the most best outcome for that other person. But it's sometimes just as cheap enough, and much more, the information is much more valued when you're getting it from a person with a disability.
But also that people with a disability, people that don't have a disability, can learn a lot from us, because we've got a lot of skills and a lot of knowledge that some people without a disability don't have.
Employing people with a disability isn't overwhelming and tedious as it sounds. If we all just had a bit of a heart and a bit more acceptance, things will be a lot easier. And Valid not only provides the ears, but also the voices for people to use.
Thank you very much to 3CR for letting us participate in this podcast. And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to us. And we hope to be able to speak in this radio, and we hope for you to be able to listen to us once again in the near future, or even the far off future.
Happy International Day of Persons with Disability, everyone.
Have a good day, and happy International Day, and to all the providers, get in contact with us so we can come to your service. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you to all the viewers and 3CR Radio Melbourne. I hope people have learnt what we've had to say, and I'm wishing everyone a good International Day for people with disabilities.
We're from Valid, and you are tuned to 3CR, a very special broadcast for International Day of People with Disability.
855 AM, digital, 3CR and streaming. On 3cr.org.au.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.